welcome back to another episode of Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelani Makhwanqana, and today we are tackling a subject that's creeping into our schools, our communities, and even our homes: vaping and addiction among students. Now, I'm not coming here as someone who has never struggled, no. In fact, I know firsthand what addiction can do, how it holds onto you, and how hard it is to let go. That's why this conversation is so close to my heart. So grab a seat, lean in, and let's talk classrooms. Let's start with the reality check. Vaping has been marketed as a safer alternative to smoking. The sleek devices, the fruity flavors, the smoke clouds, they've made it look trendy, man, even harmless. But let's not fool ourselves. At the core of it is the same trap of nicotine addiction. And here's the thing about addiction. You can't outsmart it. You can't say, I'm strong, I'll only do it socially, or I'll just use it to relax when I'm stressed. No, man, addiction doesn't negotiate. It creeps into your system, rewires your brain, and whispers to you when you least expect it. Let me share something real with you. Back in 2013, I was a smoker, yes. I tried quitting. I told myself, this is it. I'm done. No more cigarettes. But here's what happened. Every time I was around smokers, the smell, oh God, that smell, it hit me like a wave. It was pleasant, familiar, almost comforting. And before I knew it, I'd light up one again. It was like the nicotine was still sitting in my body, waiting, listening. And the moment the smoke was in the air, my body responded. I was hooked all over again. It wasn't until I distanced myself from the crew I smoked with that things changed. I had to cut ties with the environment, the triggers, the cues. Only then I did manage to win over smoking. And that's when the lesson I want students to hear today. Addiction doesn't let go just because you decide to quit. No, you've got to change your environment, your habits, and sometimes even your circle of friends to stand a chance. Now let's bring it back to classrooms. Teachers are reporting that students as young as 13, 14 are showing signs of nicotine dependence through vaping. We are seeing kids hiding vape pens in pencil cases, bathrooms smelling like sweet bubblegum mist, and learners unable to focus because their bodies are craving. Think about it. How can a student concentrate on algebra or history when their brain is screaming for another hit of nicotine? This isn't just about personal health issue. No, it's an educational crisis. And here's the imbalance. Teachers can discipline behavior, but they can't discipline addiction. Parents can set rules at home, but addiction doesn't care about curfews. This is why it's so dangerous. Let's talk science for a second. Nicotine tricks the brain into releasing dopamine. That's the feel-good chemical. But here's the trap. Your brain starts relying on that external source instead of making its own. So when you don't vape, you feel irritated, anxious, even depressed. So, this is why I say again, you cannot outsmart addiction. It's not about willpower, no. It's about chemistry. Your brain and body literally change. So, for any student listening right now who thinks I can stop anytime, let me tell you, I thought the same thing too, until I realized it had more control over me than I had over it. So, what do we do? How do we as parents, teachers, and community respond? First, number one, awareness. We've got to keep talking about vaping for what it really is, a gateway to lifelong addiction. Secondly, support. If a student is already hooked, they need guidance, not punishment. Remember my story. I didn't beat smoking overnight. It took distance, support, and new habits. Students need safe spaces to talk about their struggles without being shamed. Thirdly, environment. Just like I had to leave my smoking crew behind, students need to be shielded from environments where vaping is normalized. That means stronger school policies, but also stronger peer groups and role models. And lastly, hope. Let's not forget this. Quitting is possible. I did it. Many others have too. But it takes honesty. It takes changing your surroundings, and it takes understanding that addiction is not your friend. It's your enemy. As we wrap up today's episode, here's my final thought. Addiction is patient. It waits for you. It doesn't get tired. So the only way to beat it is to be wiser, stronger, and more determined. To all students listening today, don't let your vaping write your future. To parents and teachers, let's not ignore the signs. Let's step in early, and let's keep the conversation going. This is Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelani Makhwanqana, reminding you that education isn't just about textbooks. It's about shaping disciplined, resilient, and addiction-free lives. Until next time, stay strong, stay aware, and keep shining.